Big win for us yesterday. Had to get that ninth win. Anytime you go on the road, you know, playing a team that had just beaten, you know, a team that we know well, 38-10. You know, we thought it would be a hard-fought game, and we had to play our best ball. We did a lot of good things yesterday. Offensively, I know the stats, you know, don't jump out at you. Some of them don't, but some of the things we did well, like running the football, protecting the football, those were things that we had to do yesterday to get the win. And on the defensive side of the football, taking the ball away, of course, getting back to scoring touchdowns too. Zach Bowman and Charles Tillman both, of course, those were big plays. And then the special teams. Special teams, we didn't play as well as we normally play special teams-wise. You know, those two plays on the return game and, of course, giving up that that blocked field goal there at the end could hurt you on most games. Injury wise from the game, Matt Forte, as I said yesterday, hurt his ankle. We're evaluating still all of the players, so we don't have any more information from yesterday to give you. Chris Conte did pull a hamstring muscle. And I'm talking about new injuries from yesterday's game. And then from there, hopefully Henry Melton, Brian Urlacher, Jonathan Scott, some of those players will, you know, be getting closer to getting some of them back. Of course, we'll need everybody this week. We realize where we are in the playoff picture, and as much as anything, we want it to be relevant this week in the playoff picture, and we are. We know we need help, but we have to earn the help, and that's by taking care of business and getting a win against Detroit. So just like last week, it was about Arizona for us. We realize the playoff scenarios and what has to happen, but what has to happen for us is just getting a win against Detroit. So we're going to have a good week of practice, going to go over there. Hopefully we have a lot of fans come with us, and together we can get a win. Yes, concern. When you lose, you know, we've lost a few good players here in the last couple of weeks, and Craig Stelz and Chris Conte pulling his muscle yesterday, so we have to adjust. Anthony Walter stepped in yesterday, and we have a couple other options. The depth at running back is a concern also. You know, whenever you have a, you know, limited amount of guys this time of year anyway, and when you have a player that goes down, it makes you shuffle things. And hopefully Matt will be okay. And a lot of the guys we're talking about, hopefully their injuries aren't as bad as as most of us think, most of you think, hopefully. But if that would be the case, yes. Talking about offensive line, I should have talked about them a little bit more. They did a heck of a job yesterday, all of them. And I'm talking, of course, James Brown moving in, you know, getting more and more experience. Gabe Karimi, you know, having him play a couple of different spots. But the protection was good yesterday and allowed us to rush for all of those yards. As much as anything, we just want to get Jonathan back and put him into the mix, and then we'll decide who does what from there. He's getting better, and that's all I'll say. I mean, we're hopeful. You never know. Brian is a quick healer, but you know, if he's ready to go, he will. He's made a lot of progress, and I'm not trying to run away from the question. We have to get to this practice week and see where he is. I'm very excited about that. Should have started off the press conference talking about that. Patrick has done so much for us here. You know, played a lot of games, more games than anyone, I should say. Just been great in the locker room, great leadership skills, an excellent snapper, comes to work every day. I know he's excited about it, and we, of course, are too. Well, based on where we were, and we, again, this time of year, you want to be in it. You want to be relevant. And we are. We have a chance, and that's all you can hope for. It's not an ideal situation that we're in, but we're going to do. Hopefully, we can take care of business and just do all we can do. And then from there, after we've gotten ourselves in this position, that's about all we can hope for. Just look at, you know, the history of the league. Most of the time, you get to 10 wins, you have a chance of getting in, and we're just going to bank on that. someone asked me that this morning on the show. Hadn't gotten that far. There's a lot of other things that have priority before it. We will be interested. Again, all of that goes with us taking care of business first. So we're just going to concentrate on that. Hadn't made any decisions like that. No setbacks. Did well for the first time out. He wasn't involved in a lot of the plays, but when he was attacked, I thought he stood up. Tough call on that pass interference call. It took an interception away from us, but he held it well. We played Zach Bowman a little bit in his place in some of the, in some of the run personnel groupings that they had, which helped a little bit. But again, no issues with him. I think you hit it right on the nose. He's made plays just in general in the positions we've put him in. Even last time, the first time we played Minnesota, Tim took a couple plays off. They went right at him and made a good play on a deep ball then. Special team-wise, he has made a lot of plays. So I've been very pleased with what Zach Bowman has done since he's come back.